Morning, church. How's everybody? Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. Thought there was more. I want to talk about the Apostle John this morning. Apostle John was one privileged person. One very, very privileged person. He walked with Jesus for 3 years. He ate with him. He conversed with him. He was an eyewitness to everything that Jesus taught. He saw all the miracles. And he saw his suffering. John was an eyewitness to all that. He was right there at the cross, just feet away from where Jesus hung. Let's look at it. John 19. Pick up in verse 26. When Jesus then saw his mother and his disciple whom he loved standing nearby the cross, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. He was given the honor of caring for Jesus' mother. He was in the top three of the apostles that hung out with him all the time. He was constantly in the presence of Jesus. He was entrusted to spread the words to Jesus that Jesus taught every day. He wrote the fourth gospel. He wrote three letters. He wrote the book of Revelation. Given that revelation right there, the book pointing to the end times. One other thing we saw, he was the disciple that Jesus loved. So it's pretty easy to see how John was honored and blessed. Very, very blessed individual. Now, keeping with that theme of love, I'd like us to look at some verses from Scripture. We're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 4. Don't pay too much attention to the verse numbers. Okay, the numbers are that we know the numbers are there for clarity, but just pay attention to what the verses say together. Okay, because I know they're kind of jumbled up. We're going to be jumping around a little bit through 1 John 4, and we're going to add some other scriptures in as well. So let's begin with 1 John 4, 7, 8, and 16. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. God is love. We have come to know God and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The first thing we notice in there is the true character of God. He is love. He is the definition of love. It's his whole nature. And this too, Malachi 3:6, it says, "I, the Lord, do not change." Okay? Way before the earth was even formed, way before it was even thought of, God existed. We don't know where, and it doesn't matter where he was. What matters is where he is now. He's with us right now. The fact remains, he is God, he is love, he is unchangeable. And his love is poured out upon us. Titus 1:2 and Numbers 23:19. God, and this is another attribute of God here, right? God cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. One fact we're sure of, God does not lie. He does not lie. He's not like us. He has nothing to repent of. He has no one to repent to. He's God. Love does not lie. Awesome. I've said this a whole bunch of times. What would God gain by lying to us? What if you got up there in heaven in front of him and you're standing there in this glorious heaven and he looked at you and said, "You know all that Bible stuff? I'm just kidding. You're on your own." That's not our God, and that's not love. He loves us so very much. And his love goes well beyond our mere human understanding. He loves us so much so that it leads us to more from 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, let's look at 10, 14, and 9. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sin. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. By this is the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. One thing we do understand, though, in our mere human understanding, is that love can go no deeper than what God has done, sending his only Son. Love cannot go deeper than that. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ, whom God dearly loved. Dearly loved. Think about it, church. You that have children, would you be willing to do what Jesus did? Would you be willing to sacrifice your child for that? My answer has to be probably not. Probably not yet. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:21. He, which is God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Let's add this one in as well. Habakkuk 1:13. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. God told Jesus Christ, listen to this, guys. He told Jesus Christ, I love these people so much that I'm taking all their sin and I'm putting it on you. And Jesus said, okay, talk about willingness, talk about love. Amazing, amazing, amazing. As I mentioned last week, I threw this scripture out too, Isaiah 53:10. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, if he would render himself as a guilt offering. Something that God can't even look at, as we saw there in Habakkuk. He can't even look at. He laid it on the one that he loved. That is love. There is no greater love than that. That is a powerful, powerful love. That takes us to more of 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, 17, and 18. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, love is perfected within us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Keep that scripture in mind right there. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Because we're going to touch on it a little later. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. Just what I mentioned at the beginning, you know, John had the honor of seeing God. As we look into these verses, we see God is love. We know his love is perfect. Jesus' love is perfect. The Holy Spirit's love is perfect. And it's all been so richly poured out upon us. Not only poured out upon us, but perfected within us. Let that one sink in. This is God working. This is God working. Matthew 5:48 says, therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. There's only one way we can ever be perfect, church, and that's having God in here. Having God living in our hearts. That's the way we can become perfect. Him living within us. With that thought, let's look at 1 John 4:15 and 13. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Wow. For us to be considered perfect, God has to be in here. He has to be living in our hearts. And with God living in here, we grow closer to him in spiritual maturity. And that's what perfection is for us, spiritual maturity. And as we persist in that spiritual maturity, we gain what 1 John 4:12 says. His love is perfected in us. The only way to do it, with Jesus Christ. It is perfected in us here and now. And when we get there, it won't be perfected in us, because we'll be perfect. We'll be perfect when we get there. Because of everything that Jesus was so willing to do. Getting God in our hearts. Getting him to dwell within us. Growing spiritually to spiritual maturity. It's not a hard thing to do. It's very simple. God made it very simple for us. You know, I've used these three scriptures many times. And all three of these scriptures that I'm going to present, they harmonize perfectly with 1 John 4:15 and 13 that we just read. Listen to it. John 4:13 said, He has given us of His Spirit. Tie that in with Acts 2:38. Peter said to them, Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Contrary to popular belief, there's only one way to receive the Holy Spirit. One way, and that is baptism. Go through the Bible, you will not find another way to receive the Holy Spirit. There's only one way. And Peter tells us about it right there. And it's a promise, you know. You get baptized, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing like, you know, the Holy Spirit thinks you're kind of ugly and He doesn't want to come and live with you. No, not at all. God says, I don't care who you are. You can have My Spirit. Wow. What a God. What a God. John 4:15 says, Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. Tie that in with 1 Corinthians 12:3. No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Listen, guys, anyone can say Jesus is Lord. You can say it till you're blue in the face. But to have it mean anything to God, you've got to have the Spirit in here. Not my words, His words. You've got to have the Spirit in here for it to mean anything to God. That's the bottom line of the whole thing. And the last one, John 4:13, again, said, We abide in Him and He in us. And that takes us to John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. Underline that word, no one, guys. No one comes to the Father except through Me. These three passages make our way to perfection clear and simple. And there's so many others in the Word that say the exact same thing, that back up these things. There's so many more of them. And that takes us to the last few verses I'd like to see from 1 John 4, 19, 11, and 21. We love because He first loved us. Beloved, if God so loved, we also ought to love one another. And this commandment we have from Him, that one who loves God should love his brother also. Being perfected in love as God desires points us to three things. And all three of those things are contained in those three verses right there. Number one, God loves us unconditionally. Unconditionally, God loves us. Number two, knowing that God is love, to be like He desires, we too must love. Number three, Jesus specifically said, and it's right there in black and white. Actually, if you have a Jesus speaking Bible, it's in red. He said right there, love is a commandment, not a suggestion. This I command, that you love one another. So look back at the end of 1 John 4:17, the one I told you to kind of keep focused on. And it says, As He is, so also are we in this world. We try our best to walk like He did, walk in love as He walked. It's not an easy thing to do in this world. We understand that. God understands it. It's not easy to do, but He wants us to at least try. Try our best to be like Jesus. I'm going to end here with the second half of Isaiah 53:10. Listen to this. He will see His offspring. He will prolong His days. And the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in His hands. Simply put, the offspring of Jesus Christ are those who have been baptized into Him. Prolonging His days is living in eternity with Him. And when He comes again, those who belong to Him are going to hear the good pleasure of the Lord. What is the good pleasure of the Lord? Let's look at it. He'll be speaking the words that we so desire to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Absolutely. Yay, church. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. This is God we're talking about. Okay, we'll just stick with one yay then, right? Thanks for leading us in that yay there. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, once again, you know, as we talked about at the Lord's table, it's amazing that you would send your son, and it's just amazing that he would go through what he's gone through for us. Talk about love. And this is something, Father God, that you desire from all your children, that we walk like Jesus walked, that we love like Jesus loved. And, you know, in this world, not only today, I'll just use the example of today, Father God, because this is where the time we're living in. But it's so difficult. It's just like the world's coming at us from every different direction. And you know that. But what you want to see, you want to see your children above the world. We've already been put above the world because of everything Jesus has done. And Father God, let's try. Help us to try to put that in the forefront. No matter what the world throws at us, let's try to walk like Jesus walked. Let's try to do the things Jesus did. Love like he loved. We can at least try. We ask for your help. We ask for your strength. We ask, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit working within us to keep us in remembrance of all this stuff. It's always in his name we pray. Amen. If there's anything we can do for anyone to get them closer to Jesus, come as we stand and sing.